Horses Inside Out really started because I was working as a coach and a therapist, and I realized that many of my clients could benefit from a better understanding of how horses work. So I recognized this need. You know, people were asking questions like, well, why is my horse sore in this area? Well, why should I be doing this exercise, or which exercise should I do to help with my horse's way of going? And I also appreciated that anatomy can be a bit of a difficult or a dry subject. And I'm very lucky because Horses Inside Out combines my passions in live horses, anatomy, and being a little bit creative. So combining those three together by painting the skeleton, the muscles, and sometimes we didn't do it at Coombe Park, but sometimes other anatomical systems on the sides of real live horses, and then seeing them move just really brings anatomy to life. And that's the starting point, really, because when you see a horse moving with the skeleton painted on the outside, you can almost imagine those bones moving as they would be on the inside, the outside on the inside. Everyone, I think, should know more about anatomy, but it's not just the names of the bones and the names of the structures which are important. It's actually, as horse owners, riders, coaches, whatever we do in the equine industry, it's about us taking that information and then applying it to improving our horse's welfare, comfort, performance, ability to move, longevity as well, and being able to perform and be comfortable in what they're doing is going to help horses long term.
And I imagine the majority of people who come along to your demonstrations have horses themselves. Do they talk about, the real practical benefits of what they're taking away with them?
Yes, I often hear people saying things like, oh, I wish I'd learned this years ago. Because the lecture demonstration itself is absolutely full of tips, techniques, and exercises that horse owners can do with their own horses. So there's a lot to take away from that perspective. But I do repeatedly hear, ah, that explains why I should be doing this with my horse, which is really, really nice. I think very often having that explanation, the why behind just do this with your horse is really important. And it helps you to actually achieve it as well, I think.
I've got to ask, because this has fascinated me from the moment I saw the pictures in the film. What do you use to paint the horses in the first place?
So it's basically, well, it's water-based. That means it washes off, hypoallergenic and non-toxic. So it's perfectly safe for the horses. It's a bit like mud. I always say to people if they're ever worried, it washes off. But if your horse, or you can actually brush, you can pick it off and you can brush it off. So when it dries, it's a little bit like clay and you can just pick it off. But it's basically tested on children. In other words, it's children's paint. The painting process itself takes a long time.
I can
And
imagine. How do you get the
yeah.
horses and ponies to stand still for that long?
Well, there's a number of different techniques that we use. Horses are generally very happy to stand in front of a hay net. That is the key thing. And I am quite good at painting something that moves or getting your timing right with the pullback from the hay net. But we keep them warm, and that helps them to relax. They've usually been exercised already. And for me, it's really important that the painting process is a really relaxing environment. So, how everybody is around the horses is really important. We've got plenty of time, so I always allow too much time so that the horses can go and have a bit of grass in hand or go for a little walk if they're getting bored. But actually, one of the biggest challenges with the painting isn't so much the horses not standing still, because on the other thing is we do pick the right horses. So if there's a fidgety horse that's ticklish, he is not going to be painted. But yeah, the other thing is getting the paint to dry. So one of the biggest things is, because we'll put a layer of paint on, and like we did at Coombe Park, the volunteers and the helpers, I will do the outline of an area and then say, please, can you paint this area in this, fill this bit in. So then once we've got the layer on, you've got to wait for that layer of paint to dry before either you can put more paint on or until the horse moves. I say moves loosely, but you know, if they were to go and run around with wet paint, the whole thing would just run and move. So it's really important that the paint dries quickly, which is why I don't paint horses in winter. If it's got to be a nice sort of dry environment, and we'll have heat lamps as well if we need to. For a lecture demonstration where I'm painting two sides of two horses, we will allow 6 hours, which, yeah, as I say, it is a long time, but that's a relaxing time. You know, there's plenty of time for breaks and the horses to go for walks and things if they need to as well. So sometimes we can be done in 4 hours. Sometimes we'll be going up to up to the last minute. But yeah, it depends on how the process goes and the team of volunteers that I get to help me as well.
I suppose every session is different every time you do it. You can't necessarily predict what's going to happen each time.
No, absolutely. And the same with every lecture demonstration that I do, because every horse is different. Their strengths. We always do a rehearsal the day before. This is an opportunity just to, first of all, make sure that the horses are sound, comfortable and up for the job. And you know what horses are like, losing a shoe at the last minute or something like that. So it's always worth checking that as well. We'll look at their strengths. And the lecture demonstration is based around the horse's strength. So if they're really good at pole work, we'll be doing pole work. If they're really good at dressage, we'll do dressage. Jumping, surfing, in hand work, we'll try and mold the lecture demonstration, the performance, to those horses. And also, every horse that I paint, although you could say a skeleton's a skeleton, but conformation, breed, type will affect the skeleton as well. And with the paintings that I do, I've not just decided, oh, to put the skeleton on a horse. I'm actually using the bony landmarks as reference. So every horse's skeleton is hopefully as accurate for that individual horse as possible. So we do see the variation between conformation and type with skeletons, which of different horses, which is really interesting and always makes the lecture demonstration different.